Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast clearing tonight, a low of 59. The victim of yesterday's fatal crash on County Highway C in the village of Bristol has been identified as 38-year-old Robin Jones of Salem, who formerly lived in Round Lake, Illinois. Jones' 23-month-old child was also in the vehicle at the time of the accident, but suffered minor injuries. The driver of the other vehicle, 32-year-old Nathan Whitmaster of Antioch, Illinois, was transported to Frederick Hospital. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Jones lost control of her vehicle. It left the road, then came back into the path of Whitmaster's van. Investigators say alcohol does not appear to have been a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. Channel 12 TV reports the Muslim booths promoting peace at 7 Mile Fair were vandalized last weekend, with brochures stolen and posters torn down the same weekend as the Orlando mass shooting. Rizwan Ahmad told the station it was an act of hate rather than a hate crime, but is concerned about the broad impact of the tragedy on Muslims. There are security cameras at 7 Mile Fair, but none provide a direct view of the Muslim booths, which will get extra attention for the time being. Caledonia police are investigating the thefts of 3 vehicles from the Lakeshore Village Apartments in 3 days. 3 complaints of thefts from vehicles were also reported in the area of 3 Mile Road and North Main Street between Monday and Thursday. Caledonia police are urging residents of the area to be vigilant, keep your cars locked, and remove items of value from your vehicles. Anyone who sees anything suspicious is asked to call dispatch at 835-2300. Polzine Park in Mount Pleasant at the corner of 23rd and Meade Streets is right across from the village's first community-oriented policing house. And the man whose name is connected to both was recognized during a special ceremony dedicated to the renovated site. Polzine said community policing was a coordinated effort led by Racine Community Outpost with strong help from S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation.
June 1st of 1994, we bought our first community police house at 1522 West 6th Street. A lot of people don't remember that, but we own 7 houses now, the Racine Community Outpost, but it's been a long process, but a lot of fun. And I'm just a recipient of all this.
Polzine Park includes brick and mortar work with landscaping by local contractors as well as playground equipment. The new members of the Racine Unified School Board got 90 minutes worth of budgeting and performance contract 101 from administration as the next fiscal year approaches July 1st. Superintendent Lolly Haas described it as a very good budget with a property tax decrease, but noted it's just preliminary to keep district operations going until the spending plan is finalized in the fall.
It is really difficult at this point to want to take us all back and say, what about this staffing or what about that position or what, because that was all evolving over these past many months. So we're really asking you to accept on good faith, best effort that this is the best. And then as the board, as you're in a new board, want to become more involved to whatever degree that is in the budget development process starting in November, we're happy to have you be part of that.
The proposed tax rate right now is $9.72 per thousand of assessed value, although everyone was reminded it's early in what's becoming a year-long budget process. On performance contracts, those are tied to facilities upgrades that offer energy efficiency and savings and don't count toward the state revenue cap, with Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explaining the $7 million HVAC project at Gerstad is the next big target. 41 years after he started working for Kenosha County, Jonathan Rudy is down to his final days as Director of Park Operations, a job he's held for the past 8 years. Rudy will be replaced by Matt Collins, whom the Kenosha News says has been shadowing Rudy for about the past year. Rudy plans to retire to the house he's building on his farm property in northern Wisconsin. The public is invited to attend a meeting Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Racine Masonic Center on Main Street, south of downtown, regarding the future plans for an historic marker discovered on the grounds of the old Taylor Orphanage. An effort is underway to put that marker, made out of marble, back on display somewhere at the complex, which is still known today as the Taylor home site. The Taylor Orphanage was in existence for over 100 years, from 1868. There's also a fundraising component for which more information is available at facebook.com/Taylor Monument. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.